I'm pleased to be speaking with Joanne Bischoff, author of Be Still My Soul, about our newest novel. Hi, Joanne. It's good to talk to you.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Though My Heart Is Torn is the second book in the Cadence of Grace series. Now, if readers haven't read the first book, Be Still My Soul, will they be able to follow Gideon and Lonnie's story in this one? So catch us up on where we are with the O'Reilly's story.
Absolutely. Readers will be able to follow it. The story begins 7 months after Be Still My Soul, and the story begins with a sweetness that developed in the first book. If readers are interested in reading the Cadence of Grace series, I would definitely encourage them to read Be Still My Soul, for the main reason that they will have a richer experience with Though My Heart Is Torn. They'll have experienced the O'Reilly's journey from the beginning and know the details surrounding Lonnie and Gideon's relationship, the good and the bad, and they'll be able to witness the changes that occur to bring them to that place of joy and rest. So right now, they're settled with the Bennetts. The Bennetts are a kind, elderly couple who took them under their wing, and the future is bright. Of course, they won't be resting for long, as their relationship is about to take a surprising twist. It's about to be tested in a greater way than either of them thought possible. Their love has endured so much through the first book, and it's been strengthened. Strengthened just in time for their greatest trial yet.
Tell me how Simon Peter's conversation with Jesus in Luke 22 parallels with Gideon's experience in Though My Heart Is Torn.
The second chapter of Luke tells of the apostles breaking bread with Christ during one of their last moments together. In this moment, Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith shall not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." And of course, Peter says, "Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death." And we all know what happens when the rooster crows. So this parallels Gideon's journey in the sense that it's easy to love God and to have stronger faith when our hands are filled with all our blessings. It's easy to proclaim that we will stand upright when we are faced with no challenges. And at times, I believe God allows us to lose it all. Because when our hands and our hearts and our hope, when those things are empty and gone, God has our undivided attention. And there's something about Gideon. God has attention, but not fully. And just like in the Bible, when Jesus says that Satan has asked for Peter, but still Jesus is going to be praying, it's because there is a great purpose to moments like these. It's the test, the battle in which faith is either crushed or it's strengthened. And for Gideon, the stakes will be very high. The two sides will be calling him, but by the end of Though My Heart Is Torn, the reader will see the outcome unfolding both in the story and in Gideon's spirit.
Joanne, what message do you hope will reach readers about the power to change one's circumstances through Lonnie's journey in your book?
Lonnie's journey is parallel to Gideon's, but it's different. She has her own lessons to learn, but her faith has been deeply rooted over the years and more than once has stood the trial by fire, just as we see in Be Still My Soul. We'll see Lonnie faced with a situation in which she has no earthly, physical way of changing it. No matter how much she would like to, she cannot will it away. She cannot wish it away. Yet her circumstances will begin to change in her heart. She'll turn to her faith and the love that the Bennetts have to share and the hope that God isn't a cruel God, that he has a purpose for all that he does. And as this truth sinks in, Lonnie will look to the future with hope. It's a bittersweet experience, to be sure, but each day she'll put one foot in front of the other and trust that God will see her through. He will do all that and more.
Is this the last we'll be seeing of the O'Reillys?
No, I'm happy to say that this is not the last chapter of their story. Once people read Though My Heart Is Torn, it will be very clear where the third book is headed. There is so much to accomplish in the third book as Lonnie and Gideon's journey has some new surprises and revelations. And as the series is titled The Cadence of Grace, the flow of their journey will be rising to a place of great change. Of all the books, this will be the crescendo, where the spiritual journey is the strongest.
Joanne Bischoff has been my guest today. Her newest novel is entitled Though My Heart Is Torn. Joanne, it's always wonderful to talk to you. Have a great day.